The Abbotsford Canucks and Bakersfield Condors had mirror image games on Tuesday, March 12, and Wednesday, March 13, with Bakersfield opening with a 4-1 win and then Abbotsford volleying back with a 4-1 victory. Adding to the mirror effect was that Abbotsford received the game's lone power play on Wednesday, while Bakersfield got the only power play opportunity on Tuesday. Condors take the early lead pick. Twitter.com/6CUGTW0 Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 14, 2024. Wednesday's game didn't exactly start according to plan for the Canucks, as Bakersfield's Matvei Petrov scored just 70 seconds into the game. Canucks forward Tristan Nielsen knotted the game up at 17-11 of the first with his 10th on the season. The Fort St. John product is on pace to set a new all-career record for goals after potting 14 in 2022-23. Long, dominant few minutes by Abbotsford as Nielsen beats Rodrigue to tie the game up. Pick.twitter.com/n2aladrism Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 14, 2024. The returning Max Sasson put Abbotsford up at 11:04 of the second with his 14th on the season. The rookie forward had missed the past 9 games with an injury. That goal proved to be the game winner, a category that Sasson leads the Canucks in with 6. Sasson makes it 2-1, they missed him a lot. He has 14 goals now. Pick.twitter.com/NSC860634B Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 14, 2024. Abbotsford then got a pair of goals from leading goalscorer Sheldon Dries in the third. Dries now has 23 goals and he sits tied for 9th in the all-in goals. Carlson with the steal and set up to Dries, 3-1 Abbotsford. Pick.twitter.com/bgoipvoudesti Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 14, 2024. Wednesday marked an outstanding performance from Canucks goalie Nikita Tolopilo, who made 26 saves for his 15th win on the season. Tolopilo was named the game's first star and he is now the Canucks' de facto starter after Artur Silovs was called up to Vancouver this week following the injury of the NHL team's starter Thatcher Demko. Abbotsford outshot Bakersfield 38-27 and Sasson, Linus Karlsson and defenseman Philip Johansson all recorded 4 shots. Carlson had a strong game with 2 assists and Sasson was a team best plus 3. Wednesday also marked the return of Guillaume Brisebois to the Abbotsford Canucks roster. He recorded 2 shots on goal and was a plus 1. Brisebois has been injured since early in the season and hasn't played in Abbotsford since February 20, 2023. He spent significant time in Vancouver last season. Baked to perfection woman cook. Pick.twitter.com/39hx11wiloy Abbotsford Canucks, at Abby Canucks, March 14, 2024. Tuesday's 4-1 loss saw the Canucks commit 2 poor turnovers that led to goals and have challenges beating Condors starting goalie Jack Campbell. Bakersfield went up 2-0 midway through the second period before Matt Irwin got the Canucks on the board. Bakersfield responded with goals from Sam Gagner and Philip Broberg to put the game away in the third. Brutal giveaway by Lawin leads to Condor's goal. Pick.twitter.com/ZekeBekchin Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 13, 2024. Abbotsford players Cooper Walker, Akito Hirose and Cole McWard were all minus 3 on Tuesday, with forwards Jermaine Lawin and Ty Glover a minus 2. Walker, Hirose and Lawin all did not dress in Wednesday's game. The Canucks now sit in 6th place in the Pacific Division after the pair of games and jumped over the Calgary Wranglers in the standings after Wednesday's win. The club next hosts the Henderson Silver Knights on Saturday, March 16. That game is being billed as Top Dogs Night, with dog races being promoted. The Canucks and Silver Knights also play on Sunday, March 17, at 4 p.m.